The new home for Petersburg's staff and volunteers for fire, EMS, and search and rescue crews could be a piece of city land on Haugen Drive opposite the Hammer and Weekon Shopping Center and the Paradovich Building. Conceptual plans include a covered space for the city's fire engines and ambulances, along with offices for staff, a training space for volunteers, and a storage room for both equipment and clothing. Volunteer Fire Chief Jared Cook outlined the conceptual layout of the new building.
This is the conceptual design at this time of what the fire station would look like, with the apparatus bays on the right-hand side and the offices, training room, what are we calling it, the kitchen and other areas there, along with all the necessary restrooms and whatnot. And then the storage would be behind the apparatus bays and some of it on the side.
That's
how Haugen Drive would be at the top. This would also have an apron between the apparatus bays and Haugen Drive.
The plans have evolved with the help of a committee of staff and volunteers. Cook said the plans for the building have expanded from a 13,500-square-foot structure the city had considered putting up more than two decades ago.
Since then, we've gone back, relooked at the building, relooked at the apparatus we have, looked at the needs for what we feel we need now and what we'll need for the next 30 to 50 years, and have come up with those needs and built or designed this building to what we feel will fit those needs best. We continue to get mandated by regulations. Our trucks are longer than they were several years ago. We can't even, it's hard to get the trucks we do now to get the same truck. They're wanting to add stuff to them to make them longer. So we couldn't fit in what they had planned in 84.
The city already has over $1.6 million in mostly state grant money to start up the project, and that will cover the cost of the first phase of work, site preparation. City Manager Rich Underkoffler said he expected getting the spot ready for a building will cost around $1.4 million.
So you can see most of this money is going towards excavation of the muskeg and filling back up with good material. There's almost, there's $1 million right there.
The city plans to do a design-build contract where the same company completes final construction plans and then constructs the building. It can mean a quicker and cheaper project compared to contracting with a company to draw up final construction documents and then seeking a separate company to build it. The design-build process relies more on that one company to come up with the final product based on a price that the city is looking to pay. Aside from site preparation, the second phase of the project, construction of the building, is expected to cost almost $7 million, putting the overall project cost at $8.3 million. That would leave the city needing an additional $6.7 million in state grant money. Cook said they'd agreed to wait until securing the state money.
The question was, what if we don't get the money? And it really comes down to we got to wait for it. It's not going to do us any good to build a building that is inadequate from the start. And so we feel the responsible thing is to wait until we have the funds to build the proper building.
Several council members said they were confident the city would see that money from the state. Mark Jensen said the message was encouraging from State Senator Bert Stedman and the governor's office.
Yeah, after talking to Senator Stedman, and hopefully the governor will follow through, that was one of her main, I don't know what you'd call it, priorities in her last year was safety and the fire halls fit under it. And there is other fire halls around southeast of the state that are looking for funding, so hopefully she'll come through and we'll get the funding, even if it is more.
City Manager Underkoffler said federal money was also a possibility with an economic stimulus bill for public works projects. He expects both phases of the new fire hall will be ready to go out to bid in January or February, just in time for the startup of the next state legislative session. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.